Good morning, church family. This is Sunday, May the 10th. It's Mother's Day, so happy Mother's Day to any mothers that are watching. I hope your children are gathered around with you to watch as well. I have a message this morning I want to try to encourage you with, but also challenge you with, and that is entitled Mother and Children. And then I've given it a subtitle, A Relationship Impacting Each Other and Themselves. I'll get to that in just a moment. Over the course of my ministry, I have done my share of joking about the Mother's Day and the commercialization of it. I much prefer Father's Day, and that's one of those sad jokes. But the idea is, with the acknowledgement of the occasion, I may joke about it, but I always try to take you back to God's Word. I think that's what our ministry is based upon, is taking things back to the Word of God, seeing what it has to say, making application to that. A lot of other things may be produce a happiness, a joy within you mothers, and all the other little things that we could do. I think there's one thing that's going to be beneficial to you, and that is to put God's Word in your thoughts and to have that as the driving force of your life and not just our ministry here at the church. In 2015, this would be our sixth year, but in 2015, I set aside Mother's Day through Father's Day as family month within our church. And then all the teaching that we had, Sunday school, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, all the various teachings, times that we had would be focused on the family and applied to the family. So there are quite a few messages that you have heard over the years, and hopefully some of them can were of value as you added bricks to your building of your life and your families. But reason I mentioned that idea of family month is that with the COVID-19 pandemic, I am still going to attempt to do teaching surrounding the family, on the family, but it may get interrupted depending upon what is needed as I lead the church through the pulpit. And so what I want you to consider is that there will be times that you'll say, hey, this isn't about the family. But that's necessary as we kind of work our way through and address the present circumstances in which we live. But this morning, mothers and children, Mother's Day, happy Mother's Day. But mothers and children, realize that that relationship is a relationship that affects each other and affects you, each person. And so I'm gonna do that, and really I have this divided in four ways this morning. The first one being this: mothers, what you do and who you are greatly impacts your children. All right, what you do, mothers, and who you are greatly impacts your children. Listen to these words in Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 2. It says, honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise. Right, so what we do on Mother's Day is we seek to honor the mother. Right, we seek to do that. I think there's honor in the position, and there's honor in those who are mothers. Salary.com is, you know, one of these sources that does calculations for you. Salary.com determined that the median annual salary of a mother for 2018, of course, two years old, but the median annual salary of a mother is $162,581. I don't know how they got that. And matches the median. Half would be above that, half would be below that. But the idea is they try to put a number on all that a mother does. It gets most frequently reported and searched for on Mother's Day. But mothers should be honored. They have value. Our world recognizes that, tries to do that. They should be blessed by their children. I'll read some scriptures in just a moment. They should be honored and blessed, I believe, by society, by our culture, should honor the mothers. And in that sense, Mother's Day is, of course, not a biblical holiday, but one I think is very appropriate and fitting of biblical principle. Listen to these words, Proverbs chapter 30 and verse 1. You can go to Proverbs. I'll spend a little bit of time in that passage here this morning, in that book this morning. Proverbs chapter 30 and verse 11 says these words, "There is a generation that curseth their father and doth not bless their mother." So the reality is like while mothers should be honored and blessed, that there does arise generations that do not do that. And I don't think we're dealing with, you know, trying to figure out what's a generation and who's what's happening. Just the idea that in our sin nature, in our battles against sin, we sometimes will neglect to bless our mothers. Proverbs chapter 31, look at verse 28. Proverbs 31 and verse 28 is this virtuous woman, this Proverbs 31 woman. But verse 28 says this. It says, "Her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her." See the idea? They call her blessed. They praise you. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful. Beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her the fruit of her hands and let her own works praise her in the gates. I think that reference to in the gates is our community, or at least can be applied to that essence. Mothers, I want to tell you this. You have value. Your task, your work has value. Your place has value within the family. But that value, that impact upon your children is priceless. Sorry, MasterCard. But it's priceless. It's you cannot calculate a number. You cannot in any way monetize it. But you ought to be blessed and you ought to be praised for who you are and what you do. I think that's the references that I want to stick with you this morning. You might just keep something in Proverbs or here at the end of Proverbs because I'm going to come back, but I do want to take you to 2 Timothy. This is New Testament now, so before you get to Hebrews, you find the Timothys, so that'll just help you to get there, but 2 Timothy and chapter 3, 2 Timothy chapter 3, and let me tell you what Paul writes, the apostle Paul writes about Timothy, his son in the faith. So he's writing these letters to Timothy. This is the last letter that Paul writes, but in it he states this in chapter 3 and verse 15. He says about Timothy that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through the faith which is in Christ Jesus. Back up to Paul's first letter to Timothy, chapter 1. And let me just share. So he says, from a child you knew the scriptures. Where did he learn the scriptures? Well, here we find in 1 Timothy chapter 1. And if you look where am I here? I might be in the wrong book, so wait, it's 2 Timothy chapter 1. 2 Timothy chapter 1. You mothers knew this, so I commend you for that. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5. Paul writes to Timothy, he says, when I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, right, so he commends him for his faith. It's not hypocritical, it's real. It's not fake, it's not feigned, it's not just words. He says it's real. But he said, that faith was first found in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice. Mothers, I want to tell you, your value is you ought to be honored and you ought to be blessed because of this impact you can have on your children. You have the opportunity to shape a life for all of eternity by your works, by your words, by your actions, by who you are, exampling faith, and what you do, telling your children about the Lord, what you do, what you teach, what you example, what you encourage, what you correct, what you would reinforce, shapes your children, and that is priceless. It cannot be delegated. It cannot be replaced. That's why a mother ought to be honored, and a mother ought to be blessed. You'll recognize this verse, Proverbs chapter 22 and verse 6. It says, train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Just pause for a moment. That word train up a child, is the idea literally. We don't translate literally, but literally the word means to rub the palate. A mother would often take, a Hebrew mother would take some olive oil and put it on her fingertip and rub the palate of a newborn to initiate the sucking of that newborn baby. They give it a taste to get its mouth working in a sense like that. So literally it means rub the palate. Some have taken that then to mean to dedicate or to initiate or to start. So to start something out. The proverb is not it's not in the form of a promise. The proverb is saying that this, if you do this now, you are setting the course for your child for when he's old. In other words, what you do impacts your children. Who you are impacts your children. You're setting a course now for what you want, what God really wants, or what you want for them in the future. You impact them now. I think that's an important concept for us to have in our minds. Regardless of whether or not you are being blessed by your children, or you are being praised by your children, you need to realize that the role of a mother greatly impacts the children for eternity. The example would be Timothy, his grandmother Lois, his mother Eunice, and how they seem to be able to pass along or get him started on a course of unfeigned faith. We talk about the salvation of our children, but it's not just that. It's their life as Christians, once they do come to a place where they put their trust in the person of Jesus. You are setting a course for them spiritually. You are setting a course in many other areas that will impact them when they are old. That's the truth of these passages in Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 1, gives how a woman, the mother, can impact her house. It says this, every wise woman buildeth her house, but the foolish plucketh it down with her hands. You have the potential, mothers, to build your house, to build your family, impact your children, to build your family. What you do and what you and who you are as a woman, as a mother, greatly impacts your children. And for that, we bless you and we praise you for that impact. If you go back to the book of Proverbs, and this passage in Proverbs 29 and verse 15, let me give you a second thought. Mothers, still addressing you. Mothers, what you do and who you are greatly impacts you. It sounds selfish. I recognize that. But it greatly impacts you. I don't want to say to you, do it for you. Be a right kind of mother for you. But I will say this, that we do it for God. But if I do this in obedience to God's word, and if I become who I should be, and if I do the things I ought to do, then it does impact me. It does impact you as a mother. The task of parenting, being a mother, especially as we address that today, is not easy. There are challenges, there are difficulties, there are lack of honor. You will many times feel undervalued, unappreciated. You may feel like it's never ending and you just want to survive until the kids are off on their own. You may sense that, you may feel that way. But let me tell you what the Word of God would encourage you to do. I think the Word of God would say, stay at it. Don't quit. It would say, do the hard things. It would say, endure, be consistent, be faithful. Because if you do, you not only will impact your children, but you yourself will feel the impact of that. Let me show you what I mean. Proverbs 29, verse 15. The rod and reproof give wisdom. So rod and reproof, correction, discipline. We see that element there. Listen to this, the last part of this verse. But a child left to himself bringeth his mother to shame. Right, so you may say, I don't like correcting. I don't like disciplining my child. I'm going to encourage you to do that in a biblical fashion. Do that consistently. Do that early and often in your families as you see them grow up. It's been my thinking and my experience that if you start right away correcting and disciplining your children, it gets easier as they grow up. If you neglect it right away, it gets harder as they grow older. And so the idea is that if I leave a child to himself, if I don't want to do that hard thing, if I don't want to be consistent at that because it's so hard to do, then realize what happens, how it impacts you. It says that it brings you to shame. Right? That's not a good thing. It brings shame. Proverbs 29, verse 17, correct thy son, and he shall give thee rest. Yea, he shall give delight unto thy soul. Wouldn't you want that? Don't you want rest? Don't you want delight unto your soul? That's the impact of doing what God wants you to do. That's the impact of being who God wants you to be. Proverbs 31, of course, is that reference we already made, but you are called blessed. You are praised. And that is because of who this woman is, as the rest of the verses surrounding it mentioned. That's why her children call her blessed, is because of what she's done. Those are not easy tasks. Matter of fact, many times I've heard of women who kind of like say, I could never do all of that. I mean, that's like totally beyond them, all that this woman does. But I think it sends that message that if we will do those things, if we will be who God wants us to be, our children will praise us. Our children will praise you, and that's something they'll rise up and call you blessed. 3 John, now this is New Testament, but I address this because I think it's one of the most succinct statements of how it impacts you. Your spiritual life, how you mother your children and bring them up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. 3 John, all right, that's one of the small epistles right before the book of Revelation, right? So Jude is in there, but 3 John and verse 4, 3 John verse 4, we read these words, "I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth." Of course, this is the writer. I think he may be referencing spiritual children, but see the principle, the idea. He says there's no greater joy than to see your children walk in the truth. Mothers, that's how you can impact your child. To teach them, guide them, to rub the palate, to train them up so that they are walking in the truth. And when that happens, there is no greater joy than having that as a mother. Matthew 25, you don't have to turn there necessarily, but it's the parable of the talents. You can reference that in your thoughts. Look at it later. Matthew 25, verse 21. His Lord said unto him, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord." That servant took what his master gave him. Your children are given to you of the Lord. And he was a faithful steward of what his master gave him. And so when the master comes and makes him give an account, and he gives an account for what he did with that stewardship, the Lord says unto him, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." Mothers, wouldn't you love to hear that? So remain faithful at the task. Be good stewards of what God has entrusted into your care, your children. What you do impacts them. Who you are and what you do impacts you. The second part of this I'll go through very quickly, but I recognize that there are many children here or listening or who will watch this video. And I commend you for getting up early and making your mother breakfast. I commend you for making that card, for going out in the lawn and picking those dandelions for your mom, for rising up and calling her blessed, sending her that card. You especially call her blessed if you buy the $6 one from Hallmark. And so you realize that all of these things, I've talked about how what mothers do and who they are and how it affects you as children and how it affects them as mothers. Let me do the second corresponding matter. Children, what you do and who you become greatly impacts your mother. I was looking back in my files of things for Mother's Day, trying to think of illustrations and so forth, and just to get some ideas before I take some scriptures and share them with you. And two things came to my mind, and I'll just share them with you right now. Is Mother's Day has a ministry memory for me. 35 years ago, in 1985, my wife and family, my wife and I, Kate and Beth, our two oldest, traveled to Grenada, Minnesota, the candidate to be their pastor on Mother's Day. A fearful thing as I tried to drive across Michigan, Wisconsin. I closed my eyes during Illinois, but Michigan, Wisconsin, then into Minnesota, thinking about what was I going to say for Mother's Day as I candidated at the church. The second thing is I look back during my time in Grenada, I preached a message that I gave a title to. I've never been good at titles, but I gave that the title of the message, "How to Destroy Your Mother." How to Destroy Your Mother. And it was really on Mother's Day to children. And the idea is, children, who you are and what you do greatly impacts your mother. Let me just read some verses for you. If you wanted to go to Proverbs chapter 23, I'll get there and I'll read this. It's a lengthy portion, but Proverbs 23, I'll get there in a moment. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 1. The Proverbs of Solomon, a wise son maketh a glad father, but a foolish son is the heaviness of his mother. Proverbs chapter 17, verse 25, a foolish son is a grief to his father and bitterness to her that bare him, meaning your mother. And in Proverbs chapter 23, verse 19, hear thou, my son, and be wise. Guide thine heart in thy way. Be not among winebibbers, among riotous eaters of flesh. For the drunkard and the glutton shall come to poverty, and drowsiness shall clothe a man with rags. Hearken unto the father that begat thee. Despise not the mother when she is old. Buy the truth, sell it not. Also wisdom, instruction, and understanding. The father of the righteous shall greatly rejoice, and he that begetteth a wise child shall have joy of him. The father and thy mother shall be glad, and she that bare thee shall rejoice. You see, you hear in that? Don't despise your mother, of course, that's the idea. That would be the opposite of Mother's Day, showing honor and value to her. Despising is giving her no value. I think children, what you have to recognize is the challenge of the book of Proverbs is don't become a fool. Don't be foolish. Maybe I should say a biblical fool, because that's how you have to define it in the book of Proverbs. And the idea is, if you become wise, if you grow and have that, you will be a joy to your mother. You will, you build her up and encourage her rather than tearing her down. So what you do, how you live, the words you say, your actions, your behaviors, who you become as you mature greatly impacts your mother. But let me remind you, it also impacts you. So this is a relationship where there's impacts on each other and there's impacts on yourself. With that, children, what you do and who you become greatly impacts you. That's the fourth point. The nature of immaturity is that the immature do not really care about just the others. They only care about themselves. That's the nature of immaturity. It could almost be a definition of what it means. So the idea is that when you grow up, and hopefully that will happen, there's a lot of adult children in our world today, but when you grow up, know that how you acted towards your mother greatly impacts your life. All right, so what you do towards your mother now greatly impacts your life. Despise her now, she can't set you on a course. You may not listen to her that would, to a place that would you would hear the gospel of spending eternity with God because of your belief in Christ. You dismiss all that. What you do now will impact you in the future. Here's what I mean by that, and very simply, this is not for children. I'll maybe do that on Children's Day. I don't think we have that. Mothers would probably say that's every day. But anyway, Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 through 3, familiar to you. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. So children, what you do and who you become greatly impacts both your mother and impacts you as you go on with your life. I love that promise that it may be well with thee, that thou mayest live long on the earth. Those are great promises that God gives you. Honor your mother. It's a command. It's do it for her. And think about how it impacts you. I love this idea of Mother's Day. I love this idea of looking at Scripture. There's many more in the Word of God that would encourage you and say basically the same things. So recognize this, that we have this command to bless our mothers, honor them, They have great value in what they do. Well, there's be challenged by that. You have the potential to impact your child for eternity, to set the course of their life. You have a great potential to build your household, to build your family. And really, what if you do that in accordance with God's word, it brings joy and it brings a delight, a rest to your own personal life. Children, I recognize you have commands as well. Do those things. Obey your parents, that it may be well with you and that you may live long on the earth. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for this look at your word. Do encourage us. Cause us to rejoice in the truth of your word. Take mothers, regardless of how tired and discouraged they may be, and encourage them today. Remind children of what their responsibilities are. Husbands, to rise up and call their wives blessed and to praise her. Lord, indeed, give mothers today a day that will cause them just to be filled with joy and gladness on their very impactful task that you have given to them. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.